Vision 10 Report with your host, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com, where the alternative media gets their news. This show will expose the elite domination plan, disinfo agents, propaganda, corporate control, and the UN plan to strip the world of its freedom and the U.S. of its constitution. This is the Region 10 Report with Suzanne Posel, bringing you the real truth behind the news.
Thank you for joining us. This is a special edition of the Region 10 Report. We are live. It is Tuesday. I don't remember what the date is, but it doesn't matter because it's a Gregorian calendar and it's all a lie anyway.
There you go.
Living for June.
I have a roundtable of guests here, and we are going to talk to you tonight about noncompliance, and it's so important that I asked Danny Romero to give me a time slot tonight on Tuesday. Normally I'm on Thursdays from 3 to 5 Central Time, but tonight we are going to talk about noncompliance and how you can participate in not participating. So tonight I have Kathy Rubio. Kathy, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Well, I was a missionary for 12 years in Honduras, and I learned how not to comply.
Awesome. And we have Bill. Bill, say hi.
Well, hello. How are you all?
And tell everybody what you do.
Well, I do videos up on YouTube, and I used to host a blog talk radio show for almost 2.5 years, and now I'm just doing videos.
Where can people see your videos on YouTube?
Okay, all lowercase. Bill122460 at YouTube, and you'll find me.
Awesome. And I have the always fabulous and always fluorinated and always funny, Mr. Vinny Eastwood.
Vinny? Yes, you do. I'm right here. I'm sorry about that. Just always busy writing down other people's things, like youtube.com/ Bill122460. I got it down there, so the archiving, all of that kind of jazz. Yeah, I'm always busy. Okay, I'm from New Zealand. I'm the first New Zealander in history to have an American-based talk radio show, because I know more about America than the vast majority of Americans do, which should scare the living frack out of all of you. And I host a show called The Vinny Eastwood Show. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood hasn't go ahead. Make my news. And it's the lighter side of genocide, because the world's so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I became an activist after a few bad job and experiences, one of which I wrote a 7-page essay about what was wrong with the company, and they paid me $3,000 to leave in 5 minutes because they didn't want me to do anything good with the company. And so I became a talk radio show host and started exposing scumbaggery and giving coverage to activists and truthers and other people who talk about things that the mainstream media will not talk about because it threatens the very establishment that they support.
Absolutely. And I am Suzanne Posel. I am the chief editor of OccupyCorporatism.com and the host of the Region 10 Report. And Vinny and I both have the realguerrillamedia.com, where we give a platform to people who are actually affecting change and doing something. You know, there's a time in your life where you have to consume the information, and we understand that. I'm a journalist. I understand that I disseminate information all day long. But there is a time when you have to stop consuming and start acting. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, Kathy, you want to kick it off?
I do. You know, what I was going to kick it off with, and if everybody has patience for me to do this, and before I start, by the way, Vinny, you got me sold on this channel. You did that with all of your advertising in 30 seconds flat.
Yeah, well, I did. My last job was as a telemarketer, so I learned how to get the point across pretty quickly.
I used to have a telemarketing company. No wonder I like you.
She wants to hire you.
It's a conspiracy. I don't work for people anymore, though. I work with people, but never again will I put on a hat that has somebody's logo brand name on it and start shilling their BS. Not that you shill BS, by the way.
Good way to go. Good way to go. Well, what I have to start out with is, you remember in 2008, a lady came out and she did a Dear President Obama, We the People letter.
Yeah.
And I ran across that letter today, and I thought to myself, you know, I think she was out of timing at that point for that letter to be delivered to Obama. I think that we should deliver that to him tonight.
I think she was just out of her mind to start it with "Dear Obama." He's not my dear, is he?
I like this guy. Okay, dear President Obama, we the people have stated resolutely we reject your vision for your country. You claim you have not heard us. We the people have assembled across America resisting your efforts to subvert your Constitution and undermine your liberty. You claim you have not seen us. Since you have not acknowledged our message, let us here present it once more. For if, as President Wilson said, the leader's ears must ring with the voices of the people, the time has come. Our greatest treasure is freedom, the absence of the restraints in our ability to think and to act. The corollary of freedom is individual. We believe in the power of the individual. A few years ago, President Bush said, history moves toward freedom because of the desire for freedom. Is it written in every human heart? Yes. Let us add that we will persevere only as long as devotion allows us and is expressed in the heart of our actions. When President Lincoln dedicated the Gettysburg National Cemetery
to all the dead people that he killed.
Yep. It was for us, the living, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they have fought here. Have thus nobly advanced that unfinished cause for which our soldiers willingly go to battle and for which so many have given their lives is a free United States of America. It has been nearly 150 years, and the work of President Lincoln spoke of is not finished. In fact, the work will never be finished. Freedom is the capacity for self-determination. It is not an entity, but a condition. And conditions change. Freedom, you can expand. Can expand on. You promised change and you gave it, didn't you? But subjugation, this was not what we were looking for. And we will not accept it. This is kind of going fast for me here. You violated our Constitution. You violated our laws and confounded them. You seized private industry, destroyed jobs, perverted our economy, curtailed free speech, corrupted our currency, weakened our national security, and endangered our sovereignty. By compromising our nation's cultural, legal, and economic institutions, you are ensuring that our children will never achieve the same quality of life as we enjoy today. Through generational theft, you are robbing the unborn of opportunity, our DNA too. This is not acceptable, not in America. We did not become a strong nation through hope, but rather through self-reliance. No one better understands that relationship between the individual and achievement and dignity than our armed forces. Through every war, our soldiers have held the nation's destiny. They have not failed us. They cherish freedom enough that they are willing to die for it. Our duty to them and to ourselves is to treasure the freedom enough to live up to it. We accept the challenge, Mr. President. That is why we are assembling across the land to deliver our message as often and in every way that we can. Dismiss us at your political peril. Our great nation is a republic. We will not accept tyranny under any guise. Your policy to redistribute the fruits of our labor is Satanism and statism, and will not be allowed. By our honor, Mr. President, we vow forever to resist cohesive government Patriots will not stand silent as you attempt to take away this nation. So I'm going to stop right there. This is what this show is all about tonight. We're done accepting all of this garbage. You have destroyed this country. You have taken this country to the bottom levels that anyone has ever done. And we're not going to do it anymore. It's over. Now, we're not saying to the people tonight, pick up your guns and run. That is not what we're saying, because we don't have to fire a shot. We do know how to take this nation back and not fire one shot. Now, yesterday I was talking with Colonel Roy Potter, and he made a video yesterday that was powerful. And he had an idea on his video that was absolutely correct. We need to stand up all at one time. Every whistleblower, every person in the Congress, every person in the sheriff's departments, every person in any government capacity at all, and others, researchers, people who have knowledge and they have the documentation to back it up, blow the whistle all at one time. Get it over with. When you have all of this done and in order, and you call on the news people to have to do something, they are going to have to come to their knees, because we have all the proof.
I disagree on a number of fronts here. Okay. Firstly, the reference of we the people, I don't think that really applies anymore, particularly doesn't apply in a republic that is governed by individuals and individuals alone, individual meaning not divided. And it's you, the person, this is your responsibility, this is your country, and you must actually take a stand individually without others if necessary, for as it is when it's hardest to stand by yourself and easiest to stand in a group. That's when you actually want to be standing by yourself even more. That's when it's most important. And I feel that what has happened to people all over the world is they've forgotten that very important lesson, that an individual can accomplish a heck of a lot more than a disparate group. And indeed, we should attempt to make efforts all on our own. That's assuming nobody comes to our aid, you know, all of a sudden. And what I'm also concerned about is that on a lot of fronts, people choose not to do things because the first thing that they do is ask for help. And ironically, the first thing you should do is start doing something. And then when you hit a block, ask for help. We need masses to do this. We need masses to do that. And the lesson of history, as far as I've seen, is not the masses that have really changed anything, ever. It's always been small groups of people that the masses have simply gone along with, like they go along with everything. The government turns tyrannical, the masses go along with it. The government turns to freedom, the masses go along with it. Just as soon as they become the appointed authority, that's what people tend to follow as authority figures. And I was just wondering, is that possible to break that chain, or are humans simply so subjugated in their very nature that it's not possible for them to realize their own personal power and their own ability to access liberty?
I don't think they can realize it. You know, there are so many whistleblowers sitting out there right now. They have the information. But because fear is placed in them every moment of every day, and that's been years and years of this fear, they're told to shut up and sit down and say nothing. And that's what they're going to do. But I think in numbers, if they're all going to come out at once, no one can get in trouble because they can't keep up with all of it. It reveals all lies that have been told, and it brings forth all truth. And freedom is in the truth. So that's my thinking in it. What do you think, Bill?
Well, actually, I agree with what you say, and I also agree with what he says. I know that sounds complicated, but he talked about people standing individually. He's correct about that. But what I also see is people need to stand individually, but people also have to work together. Okay, so that's why I can also agree with what you're saying. You know, one of my ideas that I've had that Kathy and I've talked about, of course, has been, and of course, I don't think this is going to be an easy thing to pull off, but if we could get enough people in masses to just shut down, not go to work for 4 days, pick 4 days and just don't go to work, don't buy no gas, don't go to the grocery store, don't feed into the system. Send them a powerful message on top of the whistleblowers. I think the combination together would probably at least put a hurting on them. I'm not saying we would totally stop them through that, but I do.
Could
think
I say something?
Yeah.
The Monsanto march recently, I think that was a perfect example of what happens when you put out the mass appeal and actually have an event in an organization, a specific thing, a specific criminal organization that you're going after. That was massive. 500 plus cities around the world. You know, I led the protest down here in New Zealand, and that was just organized through Facebook. So the tools that the so-called New World Order and DARPA have, in fact, instilled in order to track, monitor, trace, and enslave and distract people are now, in fact, being used for the direct opposite purpose.
Yeah, I see where you're going there. You know, I guess my thought frame is I don't know how we would pull this off, but I think that one of the biggest messages people could do is you've got a non-compliance all the way. And then people need to realize where these people at the top are getting their power from is us, the people, you know, globally, whether we're individual or not, they get it from us, because if we don't stand up for ourselves individually, then if nobody stands up, then of course that's just giving them consent to go ahead and do what they're doing.
See, this is the problem with people in general, and I alluded to it earlier, is this this appeal to authority. Oh, if the authorities don't approve it, therefore it's not good, or it's not stupid, or it's not. Or it's not. I don't think so, mate.
Guys,
crack,
we're heading off to a break. All of it. And let's pick this up on the other side. Everyone listening, please stay seated, because at the end of this broadcast, we're going to ask you to get up and do something. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this.
Denying the times of the lower at ease, when at odds with establishment, iron wore upkeep, while asking one question for answering it first, as the central intelligence eats the whole world. Tell me how you feel.
Hey everyone, we are back, and I am with Vinny Eastwood and Kathy Rubio and Bill from YouTube. And while you guys were sitting talking during the last segment, I was thinking about this article that I just wrote today. Obama had a secret meeting with some of the members of major mainstream media, like from Time Magazine, Huffington Post, and he wants to control the way in which this whole Edward Snowden debacle for him is being portrayed in the media. And he wants direct contact with the major representatives of the mainstream media who are going to be talking about this. And so we're talking about right now having all of the whistleblowers come out at once and just go ahead and blow this whole thing up. And they are already discussing how they're going to spin it and how they're going to control how it's going to be disseminated to the people. And it occurs to me that it's more important than ever that in the alternative media that we start getting our act together and coming together as one, and stop fueling the division, because we're confused enough as it is. We don't, you know, and with whistleblowers that come out, we have to question, who are they? What are their motives? What's really going on? Is this a legitimate whistle being blown, or is this a ruse just to keep us distracted from the fact that Benghazi wasn't blown the way that it should have been blown? The whistleblowers on Capitol Hill, I listened to all of that, and I just cracked up laughing because nobody mentioned the fact that Stevens was running guns for the National Transitional Council and the Saudi Arabian government. Nobody mentioned the fact that he was working for the CIA and doing intelligence operations on the National Transitional Council and the Saudi Arabian government and all of the other factions that they use, the terrorist factions that we create and control with the CIA, the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, and the Free Syrian Army, the Salafi jihadists. When we're talking about blowing the whistle, how credible is this information? Can we trust this?
I think anybody who trusts mainstream media, politicians, teachers, doctors, lawyers, judges, anybody in a position of fiduciary responsibility, whereby you abdicate your own knowledge of a subject and give it instead trust to somebody who should know, that's when you get into real the deepest trouble. And guess who kills the most people in the medical... what kills the most people again? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the medical field. What attributes most injustice to the world? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the lawyers and the judges who convict people for no absolute reason and plea bargain them. What misinforms people the most? Oh, that's right. The mainstream media that's supposed to keep people well-informed. You know, basically, if it's an item of officialdom, reject it first until you see evidence to the contrary.
Kathy, what do you think?
Well, that's pretty much what we do. That's what I do. After 33 years, I've been fooled enough times now. I got it down pretty good. But I do believe that we are at a point where we have to do something. And Obama's being very clear. He's going to take full control of everything. I just hope he can control my weight.
They have the vaccines for the obesity and the addiction vaccines, so they might be able to control your weight.
That's what they throw in my vaccine.
Bill, what are your thoughts?
Well, actually, what Vinny said, I couldn't have worded that any better. He did a really good job of wording that. But, you know, I also look at it that we have to be able to work together. You know, if you can get people like-minded like ourselves and other people to work together for the same cause. Sure, you've got to be individuals, but you got to work together for the same cause, because the one thing we have to be able to do is we have to be able to start doing something, because you got lots of people speaking up and showing what's really going on, and you got nobody doing nothing about it.
Well, that's why, and Vinny brought this up in the last segment, but that's what impressed me so much about the March on Monsanto, because everybody put aside their differences and said, we agree that this is a common enemy, and thousands of people all across the globe in 52 countries and in over 283 cities got together. Thousands of people in each city and marched and handed out pamphlets and had rallies at the end of the march to educate people who were just standing by and watching what was happening. And this was amazing. And it was peaceful. It went off without a hitch. Everything went great. And I think this is an example of what we can do if we all get together. And even if we have different ideologies or different belief systems, that we can put those belief systems aside and say, this is our common enemy and we're not going to take it anymore. And we're going to let them know we don't want this. We don't want to be force-fed poison. We don't want to be force-fed fiat. We don't want to be, we don't want to have our ability to work and live our life the way that we want to taken from us any longer, period. We're not going to comply.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things that Satan does is he gets his tentacles in there by secrets. All the secrets that a person keeps, that's how he holds that whole system, is secrets. So if all those secrets are blown out in the open at one time, he's got no more power. Now the people have the power. And then they can take over and do something else. I think Monsanto was a clear example of that. They all agreed. They accomplished a lot with Monsanto, even though they didn't accomplish everything. They got started good.
Absolutely. There's a lawsuit that's going to be going on to sue because you can't control where the wind blows, and these farmers are getting sick of being sued and run out of town and have their businesses destroyed because the wind blew some pollen over onto their field, and now they're being confiscated.
Yeah. Did you hear the newest news on that?
No, I haven't.
The newest news on what you just talked about is Monsanto says now they actually won their hearing in the court case, but it wasn't a total win because now Monsanto has promised the courts that they would not sue these farmers no more for seeds that blew over in the next field.
Oh, so we can trust Monsanto and what they say now, eh?
Yeah.
It's like Roundup doesn't go into the groundwater and contaminate it and make everybody get cancer, including children at the age of 4 years old. And Monsanto doesn't make copious quantities of incredibly dangerous drugs and poisons and crap and all over the place and wait until we have class action lawsuits against us that are in the national media before we even bother to even give them a tiny little compensation of about $1 million per dead baby. And then just say, okay, sweet ass, now we've just got a new director of the FDA who used to be on our board of representatives for Monsanto, so we'll just change the law again so we can continue to do that kind of crap.
Well, you know, Monsanto's, they gave a promise to a criminal court, and since they promised the criminal court that they wouldn't do it no more, I'm sure they will do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a criminal making a promise to another criminal. How likely is that promise?
There you go.
That's why they call it the criminal court, because it's just criminal.
If they're going to acquiesce, then they probably have something more sinister up their sleeve.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same as Obama. Obama's had something up his sleeve every time. Every time that the Congress has said no to something, he just goes and writes an executive order. It's no problem.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody else is learning from him.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's why I think what we have to do is we have to get these corporations to turn around. And the only thing that's going to turn them around is breaking them.
Everybody says this word, that the only way to do is such and such. And I believe there's never only one way to do things. I believe there's always many, many millions of ways, just like there's many millions of different people. Okay. So if you're listening to the show today, think about how you contribute to the growth of these machines. So do you buy Monsanto-related products? Have you ever bought cranberry juice from Osprey? Have you ever bought Roundup to do your garden? Have you ever so on and so forth? There's umpteen different companies that Monsanto owns, and there are lists of which online. There's a simple way that you can help destroy Monsanto by finding out who they are, who they own, and stop financially giving them compensation for killing you and your family and the planet. There's one thing, and that's only one very easy, simple thing to do. Secondly, you can actively go up against them. Are you accosting Monsanto employees as they come out of their buildings, asking them whether or not they serve only organic food in their cafeterias?
Which they do.
Are you shooting paintballs at the head of Monsanto CEOs as they come out of their office from speeding charging? I'm not recommending people do this, but it'd be freaking funny. Have you started up a Monsanto Sucks website? Have you attempted to find out various other forms of criminal behavior and activity that Monsanto are doing in? Have you found farmers within your local rural community that are having their farms confiscated and are currently under foreclosure sales for the Monsanto Corporation, which now own them because they confiscated the farm because their crops blew on there? Are you talking with other people who know what's going on? Are you trying to give them coverage? Are you going out there with a camera and just uploading a 1 minute video to YouTube per week about what the Monsanto is doing to just this one particular local farmer in your area as a microcosm of what happens all around America, you know? Just keep thinking, keep coming. I'm just brainstorming here about ways that people are currently fracking with Monsanto, okay?
Take the banks now. Go with the banks now.
Yeah. And there's and there's and maybe Monsanto is not your 100% issue, because let's face facts here, ladies and gentlemen. Every single form of authority that we have and hold dear in this current society is, in fact, not the hand that is holding us up, but the hand that holds us down. So whichever establishment that you feel is the worst one for you, that really fires you up, really gets you passionate, actually will motivate you to get off your ass out there and get in their fracking face. Write those letters. Make those phone calls. Harass them. Don't break any fracking laws while you're doing it, because then they'll get sympathy through the mainstream corporate scumbaggery media, which they own, incidentally. Just mess with these people any fracking way you can, okay? You ever been bullied in school? Do you have any idea how good it feels to get that bully in trouble, or to make his life a living hell, or to steal his lunch after he steals everybody else's lunch money, he got nothing to eat, you know? That kind of thing. Mess with them in every single possible way you can. I talk about these scumbags on the radio, so I'm messing with them that way, in the media sense of the word. Hopefully I might motivate, maybe there's one person listening to this radio show right now just go, oh my God, Vinny's right. I do have a paintball gun and a car.
Or do you live near an area where people take the train to work or a bus depot and just hand out flyers and go to where people park their cars and take the train to work and just put the flyers on all of the cars? I have friends in Canada where they were talking, they had made stickers and they'd gone into like McDonald's and stickered all of the tables and laughed as they were leaving, because then, you know, what are they going to do? They got to sit there and scrape all the stickers off, but they would come back the next day and sticker them all again. Maybe this is a tactic that seems, you know, fun and exciting for you to do, and this would be something that would enlighten people that are going into McDonald's and eating that garbage, and then it would upset the whole process of the financial process where they're trying to get money from people and serving them garbage that's going to kill them.
What about fake safety labels at a supermarket? What if you went into a supermarket and you had a list of all the Monsanto-related products and things like that, and you had these safety labels that says, made by Monsanto, caution, will cause cancer and sterility, and just like little stickers, and just put them on all the products, you know, every single orange, every single apple, every single grape, you know. So you walk in and like there's this whole row of Doritos, cancer, sterility, you know? Mess with these people some way. I remember I'm seeing videos of people, 9/11 was an inside job videos, who work in the big Walmarts and stuff like that, getting on the intercom and going, attention Walmart shoppers, 9/11 was an inside job, 9/11 was an inside job. Thank you for your time.
Exactly. You know?
Monsanto causes cancer and scumbaggery. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, there are a lot of smaller things that you can do and get started on them right away, but how much time do we really have left before we have the next big false flag, before we have the crash of the dollar, because that's right around the corner.
Well, I can tell you that in the last 48 hours, it started yesterday, they had a call-in threat to a high school, an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. Go figure. They go back to the scene of the crime and they're like, hey, let's try this again. Today, there was an explosion at an Atlanta airport. There was another people were taken, we're heading off to break, guys. The point is that they're preparing us for this false flag that's going to happen already. So we don't have a lot of time. So when we come back from the break, let's talk about things that the audience can actually do, because that's where we are. We have to do something, folks. So we're going to come back from the break. Hold that thought, Kathy, and don't go away, folks. You don't want to miss this.
Fight the last freedom of imagination, or drowning pop culture of the biggest nation, with armies of idiots brandishing brand names of one corporation or conflagration, the most holy train wreck of all human history. Tell me how you feel.
Hello, everyone. We are back. And we wanted to open up the caller line to let everyone join our conversation. The phone number is 218 1-800-339-8525. The number again is 218-339-8525. And I have Vinny Eastwood at the helm running the caller line, so if you get belligerent, he's just going to drop you.
So to speak.
So, Bill, you had a...
What happens if I get belligerent?
We're going to drop you.
That's why we brought you on the show, to become belligerent.
Yeah. Bill, you had a that letter to Obama.
Well, Bill, before I forget, you had some YouTube promotions that you wanted to make, so go ahead with that.
Yes, I did. I did a video here a few weeks back calling for video makers, truthers, to come together, to work together for the same cause that we're talking about tonight, noncompliance and ideas of things that we can do to start doing something. And actually, there's a man up on YouTube, Idaho Picker, or Logic Before Authority, up on YouTube. And he come out and he started a conference based on what I did, and we are doing it Sundays, and we've done it two Sundays now, and so I would like to see people also show up over at their conference, and you can find that at Pow Talk, and if you get a Pow Talk account and you just do the search for Idaho Picker, and it's the Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, yeah, I think it's 11 o'clock Eastern time, is when it starts. So that was something I wanted to get out there just so, you know, people might want to come in there. You know, because I'm just trying to get people together to do exactly this, to step up to the plate to start doing something.
So that's 11 o'clock Eastern, Central, Pacific?
Yes.
All of them?
Well, anybody. Well, okay. Well, if you got 11 o'clock Eastern time, it'd be 10 o'clock Central time. 9 o'clock Mountain Time and 8 o'clock Pacific Time.
Awesome. So everybody show up, and never mind that the NSA is working with Pal Talk. Just ignore the clicks that you hear.
Oh, they already talked about that.
Make sure to say all of the words in the new list that the government put out that you're not supposed to say, words like smart. Make sure to say that word 100 times to make sure that they're listening in on you.
What, like smart, like smart meters, smart phones, smart appliances, smart,
smart ass,
smart ass, smart bombs. I mean, I was just thinking about this. You know, we're talking about non-compliance, and there's no way that corporations are going to get behind non-compliance, are they? I mean, what do you expect? You know, next week Fisher and Paykel's going to come up with a new range of non-compliances for your kitchen? I don't think so.
No, no. What they came up with for my appliances is that they're listening to me on the appliances. That's what they came up with for those.
I would put a recording on your appliance that just says non-compliance, and it says it over and over 24/7 for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an appliance that claims it's a non-compliance.
You know, it's kind of funny to even think about the lengths that they've gone to try and control us. And I don't think they understand that the human spirit they can never control. It's not going to happen. So I guess we're appealing to the human spirit of people tonight. And to you just set aside all your fears and all this junk. And we're appealing to the human spirit to stand up now. And let's do what's right here.
Yeah.
Call in. Give us your ideas. Tell us what you think.
That's
and
right.
Let's think about, like,
the number is, the number is 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. You know what I find really appealing? Bananas.
I do too.
Vinny, you need a drum kit.
He's going for the monkey.
With the banks, you know, I got in trouble last year with the powers that be. They started sitting outside my house and listening in on my phone calls when I started digging into the different viruses and the different ways that they would be able to pull off a bank holiday. Because, you know, with one out of three homeowners, statistically speaking, a registered gun owner, they can't do what they did in Cyprus over here. And they've got QE3, QE Infinity. They've got... the debacle in 2008 with the mortgage-backed securities. Now, Bernanke is becoming the biggest landowner in the United States ever because he's buying back all the mortgage-backed security. So he's your new landlord. And if you think he's going to let you stay in your home, you're out of your mind. But with the banks, you know, folks, I've said this 1,000 times and I'll say it again. Take your money out of the bank. Go into the bank tomorrow and take your money out. I can promise you that you don't need your bank. You don't need your bank account. Even if you pay online, there are ways to pay online that do not necessitate your bank account. And that would be one great way that we could send a clear message to these idiots that we're not going to participate in their fake fiat fiasco.
I think calling them idiots is an insult to idiots everywhere. You know, these people are psychos. They really don't have any conscience whatsoever. Okay, like they use wordplay to manipulate everybody into investing in their schemes, right? Like, for example, investing in mortgage-backed securities. All right, that sounds really nice. Investing, mortgage-backed securities, you know, that's good. It'll be good for the economy, right? What does the word mortgage mean? Oh, yeah, that's right. It means death grip. Mort meaning mortality, gauge meaning grip, right? And then security. Well, what happens when you have all this security? Oh, yeah, that's right. Your freedom gets taken away. So what they're saying when they're saying we're going to buy up mortgage-backed securities is that we're going to take control of everybody's death grip and destroy their freedom under the name of security.
That's perfect. Yes, absolutely.
And it's precisely what they're doing. Like they tell you what they're doing. That's the interesting thing. But people don't get it because they don't speak the language.
No, they don't get it. They think that they own their property. I mean, I hate to break it to you folks, but property tax is a rental agreement. You don't own that property. You don't have the actual title to your car. You have a certificate of title. You don't own your car. I don't care if you bought it outright. I found that out on a radio show I was doing with Lori Birkebeil. I went and looked at my title because I purchased the car from an owner. And, you know, sure enough, it's a certificate of title. I don't even own my car. We don't own anything anymore, folks. They've taken it away.
The only that things that you can claim to own is things that you've stolen. And
wouldn't that
which
be
is why, like which banks? Is why the government and the banks own so much.
You know what? Even if your protest is just to rip the certificates off your mattress tonight that they tell you can't rip off, just do something. Anything. You'll feel good once you start realizing that you don't have to comply with the system. That what you think you need as conveniences are really inconvenient to your life.
Yeah, I think there's a good point. Do something, do anything, and above all, don't do nothing. Okay, if you do nothing, you've got no fracking excuse and you're dead to me. All right, you're dead to me.
Don't call Vinny.
Yeah. Coming whining about how high your electric bills are and something like that, how bad and scumbaggery the media is, how distrustful the politicians are. Well, I tell you what, you can build your own energy device out of some frickin' windmill parts or whatever. People are doing it all the time. You can make a little solar panel now for about maybe $500 if you scavenge the materials from certain places like Walmart and what have you. So you go have to complain there. You can just solve the fracking problem. You want to complain about politicians? Why don't you run for Congress and run for the apathy party or run for the clown party and say, vote for me, everybody. I'm way less corrupt than the rest of these clowns or something of that nature. You know, just don't fracking do nothing. Every single time that you complain about something and do nothing about, like women are famous for this. I don't want to be sexist about this, but I've had many, many conversations with women who tell me these terrible problems in their lives, how they hate their boss, they hate their job, and so on and so forth. And I go, well, we can get you a new job, we can get you a new boss, and we can solve all these problems. No, I just wanted to bitch about it. I didn't want to actually do anything. And that's not exclusive to women, is it? I see men doing this too. I see everybody doing it. And I also see that we have a caller on the line here. Should we take it?
Absolutely.
All right. Caller in the 719 area code. You are on the air. Welcome to the Region 10 Report with Suzanne Posel.
Well, hi, Suzanne. This is Melody, and hi, Kathy.
Hi, Melody. How are you?
Fine.
Are you still with your radio station out there, Melody?
No, I'm not. I've gotten kind of tied up in doing some local politics and seeing if I can make a difference there. But I just
Melody! It's been so long since I talked to you. I should call you off the air and say hi.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys are still at it. I just decided to, you know, try a different avenue of trying to make a difference. But I also wanted to call in and just throw in, you mentioned Bernanke, and I always figured it would be Paulson, but, you know, the two of them together, going, I mean, they hang out together, they come from the same backgrounds, so you would figure that, you know, they would pass the same kind of deals around to each other, and I would figure they're land barons, not just in this country, but all over the world. And I know Paulson's heavily involved in the, I'm trying to think of the Nature Conservancy. Right.
Melody, hold on. We got to go to break soon. Hold on. Don't hang up, Melody. We'll catch you on the other side. Folks, this is the Region 10 Report, and we are talking about noncompliance, and we are going to give you solutions. So please listen to the rest of this broadcast. We have another hour with all of our guests and all of our callers. With Vinny Eastwood. This is the Region 10 Report, and we are with Vinny Eastwood and Kathy Rubio and Bill Greathouse, and we are having a fabulous time. Do we still have Melody on the line?
Melody, you're on the air?
Yes, you do.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad that you called in. So tell me, what's going on? Are you still working with Mark and with the voting? Yeah,
yes,
with the.
Yes, thanks.
Have you found anything else out? The voting, well, for the listeners, this is an article that I put together with Melody and her friend Mark. What was going on was they were using smartphone scanner codes, and they were able to track voters. And this is something that they're not supposed to be able to do. And you could download the app, and then you could find out who the voter was, their name, address, and phone number, all those details. Right, Melody?
Right, right. And supposedly they got rid of all those barcodes and whatever, but the last election that we did, we had a special election for the hospital board here, and they had, you know, they had six or seven barcodes on there, but, you know, they looking innocuous now, but what I venture to say will predict what will happen down the road is those barcodes will eventually start containing the information that they set it up to originally have. But, that, you know, that's just my opinion. But, you know, why didn't they take the barcodes off, you know, like they you know, we tried to get them to do. So, and we still have some work to be done on some ballots having a lot of black and blue markings on them. That hasn't even, the Secretary of State did look into that somewhat. But
Did somebody bruise the ballots today to make them black and blue?
Bruce ballots. I love that. I have to remember that. But that's something yet to be addressed, because we're still fighting some other issues around the voting, because the state really did. I went down to the state and we testified on some issues with voting, and they've actually made it quite, you don't even really have to be a resident. All you have to do is say you're going to be a resident,
That works well with the immigration reform.
Yes.
Jeez.
I'm going to be a resident, man. Just give me the form, is it?
So, and then they rewrote a lot of the voting laws, you know, and it was like, yeah, why did you rewrite them? You know, it didn't make any sense. There was just a number of things that has taken place that we think we're taking two steps forward and we take three or four steps backwards. But still, if you don't continue on the, you know, your efforts, then, you know, they just take huge, you know, giant leaps forward. And we wouldn't have any access to the voting, because what it appears to me is they're just going to centralize all the voting. It'll probably go international, and we won't have any say, because what it really is a big money scam. And they could care less who and what side somebody's on, because it's all about our information that they sell.
Absolutely.
Well, what occurs to me is that voting, if you vote in what you consider to be an election, I don't know what an election is and what voters have to play, because I know that voters can't actually elect anybody, only electors can, and people don't realize the difference. And in New Zealand, if you are a registered voter, which you have to be, and it's against the law for you not to be, your vote is given by proxy, if you don't vote, to the winners. And in Australia, it's illegal to not vote, and that includes local elections. So if there's nobody on the ballot that you want to vote for on either a national or a local level, if you don't vote, you get fined. So what it does is it solidifies and protects the current system. That's what voting actually is now, isn't it? It's not about picking your leader. It's about giving your voice willingly to enslave yourself by getting some other form of scumbag who you're not already familiar with to frack you over.
I think the voting that took place in Honduras was probably the best. I mean, they get in the back of trucks up in the mountains. They pack as many in a truck as they can. They come in 3 days prior to the voting, and they party for 3 days. They probably can't even read what they checked. And then they wait for their party to win. And if the wrong party is getting in that the politicians don't want in there, then they put those all in a separate box and they take them out in the street and burn them in front of
you. They put the politicians in a box and burn them?
Well, I wish they would do that. That would be better.
It's not a perfect world yet, I must say. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's not.
No. They're not hiding anything down there in Honduras, are they?
No, they're not. They just throw it right in the street. They don't care. And this last time when they voted down there, it was Hugo Chavez that came. He brought us the vote things, the stuff you write. Everything was from him in a democratic country of Honduras. And it was even his people he brought in to count the votes.
Exactly like George Bush did with Al Gore. Not that Al Gore is any better, but George Bush brought all of his friends in to count the votes. Mm-hmm. And they still couldn't do it down in Florida. They still couldn't with the hanging chads and all that garbage.
This goes to show our education level isn't too good.
If you can't count.
Did anybody learn civics in school? Like, I was never taught civics in school. Like, by the time I got into the education system, all knowledge of how the government works and the system works disappeared from the school system, so that you would never have any idea, and you would only get these grotesque vagaries populated and polluted through the media airstream waves, which you're supposed to plug in most of the time and just absorb your propaganda, kind of like soaking up the rays, you know, as it were. You know, you've got to be healthy. You've got to have your copious doses of propaganda. It's good for the skin.
Well, they have a well-rounded idea of what everything is, and you don't have to know any of the details. You just have to know the basic concepts of whatever it is, whether it's math or science or history. Just as long as you understand that there's 50 states in the United States. Whether or not you know where they all are, it doesn't matter. As long as you know that there's 50 states, you're okay. You go on to the next level.
Yeah, you ask them where the capital is of that state. They can't tell you that. And in my grandson's school, which he's in eighth grade, there was only one kid in that whole school that knew the Constitution.
Wow.
That was my grandson.
Did he get expelled?
Darn near. I mean, it's coming close, I think.
Did the school demonize him as a terrorist? Oh my God, he makes frequent references to the Constitution. Arrest him.
You know, today, who was named as terrorists? We the people. We the people were named as terrorists today in NSA. One of their documents, yeah.
Well, you know, the truth is the only people that want to hear the truth is those seeking the truth, and so the rest of my mind just went blank on how I wanted to say that, so forget that.
No, yeah. You're absolutely right.
The only people who wind up finding the truth are the ones who actually look for it and try to find it. If you're not trying to find it, trust me, it will not come to your door knocking. It'll come to your door knocking in the form of a lie, in the form of a black boot, in the form of a black ski mask, in the form of a skull and crossbones capped hat. That is how the truth will be revealed to you, but it won't tell you that I'm a tyrannical scumbag. I'll tell you I'm here for your safety.
Could it tell Absolutely. Obama said to everyone when this whole NSA thing came out, hey, look, folks, we're going to have to get used to the idea that if you want freedom, if you want security, we're going to have to give up some of our freedoms. You know, just get used to it. We're going to have to change the way that our society is, guys. Get used to it.
Well, if you want freedom, get rid of this. If you want freedom, get rid of your freedom. Like if you want water, drink Coke.
I was kind of willing to give up my security. It was no problem to me.
Could it come?
I would give up my mortgage-backed security.
Bill, you had something to say?
Yeah, I said could it come to you as a green light through your window in the middle of the night?
Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah, this actually happened. I was in a Skype conference. Like there's four of us now, and there was like six of us. And I had a green laser light come through my window, and it went left to right through my blinds. It disappeared, and then it came back left to right. And when it left the second time, my Skype signal went to blank. It went to like an old TV set turned on with full volume with no antenna or no cable hook to it. It wasn't a drop call. I didn't lose my internet. The Skype signal was actually scrambled.
That's what we're up against. Exactly. Melody, did you have anything else to say? I don't want to keep you on the line if you have to go.
Well, you know, this has gotten several different directions, but I just wanted to bring out that, you know, we didn't stop there. We actually did win the ability to have a hand count in our home rule election. We actually were able to utilize a timing sequence that they were trying to set up for themselves to win an election. We took it and got a hand count and beat them 3-1 in the home. It was a home rule election, and from that point, we go to all the meetings. We try to hit as many of them as we can because we're finding out that, you know, the transparency issues and just getting your government to do the ethical thing. I mean, fighting it right here is you know, you don't have to go very far. You know, it's so what's going on out there and around the world is happening right here locally, and this is why I decided, well, maybe I can make a difference here. And I didn't expect it to happen, but I really do see that the time is right and that people are listening, and even though it isn't necessarily all that easy, I think that people are ready they're tired of, you know, what's going on and fighting, and they applaud us when we do step up and speak, you know, truth to, you know, power. So
yeah, it is a serious thing that we are coming into right now, very serious, and even though we're laughing and having fun here tonight, people have to realize what a serious mess we're in. So I know that today, and I was bringing this up before and we got off on this another subject, but today the report came out that the billionaires are dumping their stocks. So look out, people. And Vinny is right. Get your money out of the banks. Take it out. Doesn't yes. belong in there. They're going to steal every dime from you. I had a call on Sunday morning from, what is that place down there next to Arizona? New Mexico. And he had his money in the bank. He called me and he said, I went to take my money out of the bank. Warn everybody, Kathy, they took my money. Then I listened to another guy today say the same thing. So it's happening.
Oh, they're taking the money right now. And I'm in a really privileged position. I've got nothing but debt.
Maybe they'll mess up and take your debt.
It's like, no, they forgave me my debt. Now I've got no more money because money is debt.
Melody, I wanted to thank you for calling, and I'll give you a call off the air so we can chat and catch up, okay?
Okay, and thanks a lot, and you guys keep up the good work.
Take care,
Melody. I applaud what you're doing there, Melody, because keeping watch on things that are happening in your own locality, there's something really freaky to mayors and general people of officialdom that scares the bejesus out of them when they see one little old lady sitting there with a notepad
That's
jotting
exactly
down everything
right.
they say. Like, oh, crap, suddenly somebody actually gives a frack enough to even take notice. We might not be able to get away with our scams, bro. Get that person out of here. Get that person out of here. I mean, like, I was standing in a council meeting one time just filming. Like, you know, I'm out of the way. Got my tripod there. And I'm just filming a normal council meeting. And they have guards throw me out.
I totally understand. I was barred.
I just could only, and I just got a picture of that.
I can show you the
he
video.
He is so right. It, this really does happen. He's, it's amazing.
You know, the fact is that I had just said this to somebody yesterday. Get into your council meetings. Because in your council meetings, you're going to find out exactly where your city is at. Then you will find out where your state is at. Get into your state meetings. Go down there. These are public. Don't sit here and say that you couldn't do nothing. Because
oh,
you can.
It's the timing. It's the timing, Kathy. Here in New Zealand, we used to have these Auckland City public meetings, you know, a city of 1.1 million people, and then they amalgamated it all together into this big Agenda 21 super council, and they changed the timings of the public meetings from between 6 and 7 p.m. on weeknight Thursdays to make sure that they're now 10 through 11 a.m. on Tuesdays. So that means anybody who is gainfully employed cannot participate in council meetings.
Well, now I'm going to speak to the homeless, speak to the old, speak to the ones that are around. And you guys cover those meetings.
That's
you
right.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I'm living here in a senior citizens housing, and I have never seen people young in their early 60s just sitting around here all day long doing nothing. Nothing.
Yeah,
and
it's a great soap opera, if anything. No, it's a perfect place for them to go, and I've been begging some of them to bring it's the best civics lesson if they would bring students into these things and just sit there. They would learn so much. Because it's all the little things that they don't think you're watching and seeing that really start to add up. But don't just stop at your city council. Start going to your hospital boards and your school boards and all these other little extraneous meetings, your commissioner's meetings, because you start seeing how the web is woven.
And I find it amusing how they call them boards, because after I'm in one of those meetings, that's what I am.
Well, folks, we're heading off to a break here. Melody, thank you so much for calling in. And folks, stay tight. Don't go away, because we are coming back and with some more fun and some more suggestions. Don't go away.
Denying the times of the lower at ease, when at odds with establishment, iron war upkeep, while asking one question for answering it first, as the central intelligence eats the whole world. Tell me how you feel.
Hello everyone, we are back with the Region 10 Report, and while we were on the break, it just occurred to me that Obama set up the situation with Eric Holder. Eric Holder came out before Obama spoke at a university a couple weeks ago, and Eric Holder said, "Your citizenship is not a shield." And then Obama came out and said, "Yes, your citizenship is not a shield. We're going to drone you if you are dealing with Al-Qaeda.
Let me repeat that. Your citizenship is a bullseye target on your back. That's what
yes.
it is.
But he explained that he wants the Congress to approve a secret kill court. And before this, he set up an executive order where if you are a whistleblower, you are an enemy of the state, and for national security purposes, they will have certain ways that they're going to deal with you. And now we find out, and it came out in the mainstream media, which shocked everybody. Everybody in the alternative media, we already know that we're being monitored. We've been telling people that we're being monitored. But, you know, this past week, my mother called me and said they might be listening in on this phone call. You're right. Everything that you've been saying is absolutely right. So Obama has set up where if you are an enemy of the state, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, who works with the FBI, did a great job of defining who is a enemy of the state, which is everybody probably listening to the show and everybody on the panel here tonight, and every patriot, every constitutionalist, every oath keeper, and on down the list. And so we have all of this set up right now within the last maybe couple of months or within the last 6 months or so, where everything is set up so that they have everything in place and we're waiting for a trigger. Or what do you think we're waiting for?
All they do is they pass this law, they pass this draconian power, and if they don't plan to use it now, they use it later and they pass it on to the very next person. It's like when you're voting, what you're doing is you're voting for a different player who is on the same football team, right? And he's planning on passing the ball to the next guy. And that's all it is, really. The same team is still heading towards your goalposts. And their goal, essentially, is the eradication of all intelligence, of all freedom, of all goodness. They want to make sure that the world is an evil, dark, corrupt place for you to live in perpetuity. That's basically it. And now that all good, decent, honorable, caring Americans of conscience are classified as terrorists, I'm afraid to be associated with you now. I'm sorry, I have to leave the show now.
Bill, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I see that we're all terrorists, okay, because, you know, truth is your enemy. And since truth is your enemy, that means we're terrorists because we all want truth.
That's why we need everybody to stand up and give us truth. Bring it all forward now so there's no more secrets.
Hey, whoa, hold on a second. What's the definition of terrorism exactly? Let's look it up in the dictionary. There it is. It's a system of government predicated by the government using fear and intimidation in order to coerce the population into doing what it wants. Does that sound familiar?
To anyone?
I wonder why that sounds familiar.
Is anybody fracking home?
I just got a picture of growing up, and now I know why I'm not complying.
That's why non-compliance is, for me personally, it has to be the key. Yeah, Karen Tostado said, she was on my show a couple weeks ago, and she said it perfectly. The U.S. is a corporation. We're employees of the corporation. What happens when a corporation has all of its employees not show up to work today, one day or several days and for weeks on end? They shut down. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if we're employees of this corporation instead of citizens of a country, and we get that, I mean, really let it sink in for a minute and get that, then if you don't like what your company is doing to you, don't show up to work. And in a literal sense and in a figurative sense, if you don't like coming down with cancer when you're in your 40s because of what you did in your 20s, then stop what you're doing. If you don't like having parabens in all of your bath products and in the baby cream and in the baby formula that is going to give you and everyone you love cancer in your house, then stop using those products.
Yeah. I was just thinking as well, tools of the trade. There's a certain amount of things that you can have in your possession that can actually help you not comply. Don't you think? You know, even having so much as gardening tools can be a measure of non-compliance. I'm going to grow my own garden. Hey, my neighbor's not using their front yard or backyard or anything to grow substance. How about I offer to help them out and start up a garden there or something? Or maybe you're like me and you kind of like more technology types of resistance. Like I'm holding a non-compliance here. It's called a megaphone. It's a non-compliance appliance.
Fuck you and your tyranny, scumbag!
You know, try and have some fun with it as well, I think, because there's so much real, evil, dark, terrible stuff that you could possibly encounter in your daily life. And most people don't even realize this. Like I'm writing a comedy sketch at the moment, and one of the gags is about how conspiracy theorists, you know, a normal day in the life of a conspiracy theorist. By that I mean a person who believes that there are powerful people who actually have a lot of influence and actually use their power and influence. Right? How crazy is that? You know, normal people get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch the TV, go to sleep. Get up, do it all over again. For a conspiracy theorist, the problem is much more complex. You know, you wake up in the morning and then you think, oh man, I have to switch the lights on because it's still dark. But unfortunately, the lights bulb is an energy saver bulb, which gives the cancer causing a radiation factor from. Oh, that's a real problem. All right, well, let's look outside. Is it a nice day? Oh, it is a nice day. There's only one. There's a chemtrail. All right. And then put on your sweatshop manufactured slippers and shuffle your way into your colder than usual kitchen because it's been foam insulated with some kind of cancer causing asbestos or something of that nature. And then you eat your Kellogg's cornflakes, which are made by Monsanto that literally have iron shavings and filings into it. And you wash it down with some homogenized, pasteurized, cancer causing dead enzyme milk with a little bit of incredibly hardly refined sugar, which are technically classified as a toxin that starts to destroy your body. So while you're sitting there and you're consuming your stuff and your stuff that destroys your body and trying to get yourself ready to work, you're starting to think about how badly you freaking hate your job, and more to the point, how badly you're going to freaking hate getting into traffic in your mass manufactured evil car company mobile that's being provided with petrol from some goddamn Rockefeller oil cartel institution. While you're cruising along, you're also sucking in all these carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and all the other terrible things that go with it. And nobody even seems to notice any of these really subtle things, especially while you're just cruising down the road at very slow speed and you're getting irradiated by the power lines above you that give off uncanny electromagnetic frequencies that continue to kill your body. You know, everything in every single moment of every single day is fracking killing me. That's what the life of a conspiracy theorist is like, because you realize the truth of everything. You actually figure out what part of your society fits together, how it all seems to work. These other people don't get that. They're not stressed out by it at all. They stay at home and they do nothing and they watch their idiot box. What is wrong with them? And it's not like learning the truth about what's really happening to you. is going to benefit you any. Is it? In fact, all it's going to do is stress you out and turn you into a fetal position. It's the taking action part. It's the act of non-compliance. And you say, no, I'm not going to go to work. No, I'm not going to eat those cornflakes. No, I'm not going to buy sweatshop fracking crap. No, I'm not going to fill my car up with deadly petroleum oil derivatives from Rockefeller cartel. And every single time, in every single way, in every single day that you say no to the system, that is what is going to stop you being killed. That is the thing that's actually going to save your life.
Absolutely. That's why action is so important. That's why the people who are awake need to get up and do something finally. Take what they did with Monsanto and let's do that every day or every week. Let's find something that we can all agree upon. You know, whether or not we agree on the details, we agree that there are certain common enemies. And let's just stop complying with the system that they provided for us. There are other ways. If you don't want the crappy food in the big box stores, call up your local farmer. Get a CSA box. I'll tell you something. If you go to your local farmer and you work at their farm for an afternoon on the weekend and take your kids there, it's a great experience for your family, and you'll walk away with a box full of food. That's one suggestion, folks. You don't have to get your fruits and vegetables from all over the world from companies that are creating Frankenfood that are killing you. You can go to your local farmer, keep them in business, give them the money for the CSA box. It may be $300 or $400 or $500 at a pop, but think about it over time. Over a season, you'll get boxes of food that's good food. You get to know the person. You know how they run things. You know how they take care of their fields or their animals. And we bring back our community. They've taken over the idea of communitarianism. Let's take that back. Let's get to know our communities. Go to your city council meeting and say, no, I don't want your Agenda 21 shoeboxes built in my communities. I'm not going to go along with this. Yes, bike riding is great health, great for my health, but I'm not going to comply with these control systems that are going to turn me into living in a prison and a slave. I'm sick of being a slave.
You know what I find really ironic lately, Suzanne, is that I see all these ads on TV encouraging me to save energy, recycle, stop polluting, and be a good person. And it's like, no, no, I don't want to do it. It's Agenda 21. It's Agenda 21. Oh, my God, I have to go out and start polluting more. Like, honestly, that's what happens. I mean, I just sit there and I see Agenda 21 being put down on me, and I know the good parts of it and the ideas and things like that, like actual real sustainability. But because I know that it's all packaged together in this one global branch of tyranny, it makes me want to be the most wasteful, pollutant scumbag that has ever been devised by the skull cap of man. You know, just to mess with them just a little bit. You know, I don't know.
The other thing that I want to impress upon the audience is the fear-mongering and the problem-reaction-solution, the Hegelian dialectic, is being used on you whether you're listening to alternative or mainstream. If you're being scared to non-action by whoever you're listening to on the radio or whoever you're reading on the internet or whatever group you belong to, stop. Stop listening to them. Don't go to their website. Don't buy their products. And don't be a part of that group anymore. Because as long as you are caught like a deer in the headlights, you're not functioning as an activist. And we need the people who are awake to get up off their butts now. It's wonderful that we're waking people up, but the time to disseminate information has passed. And now we need to act.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, is that we need to unite. And we were that's why we were trying to do this with the YouTubers, because there are many, many people that do good work on the YouTube. But what I see happening with them is that they're trying to divide them. The trolls are dividing them, and they're fighting with each other every single day. We cannot afford to fight with each other. We have the truth. We have to unite this truth and be the leaders that we need to be for these people, because they're not ready yet to lead. They're not ready. But we have to be able to help them step forward. And if we're fighting and we're divided, how the heck are we going to do that?
Yeah, well, beware of false prophets.
divide and conquer is a really good tool because they've divided everybody from genders to race to the workplace. Everything's a game. It's a sport and it's an arena in today's society.
Yeah, that's what communists have used from the beginning. That's that was Hitler's number one game, divide and conquer. He was using Jew against Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, with Mexican immigration, he's using Jew against Jew.
There you go.
Well, division's been one of my biggest fights for the last 7 years. That's been one of my biggest fights is division. Trying to point out the division and everything, including the genders. But unfortunately, you know, when you start pointing out division amongst the genders, people are so brainwashed in society, you know, you speak up against men, it's fine. But when you point out the wrongs of a female, oh, you must be a woman hater, and you're slammed. It has nothing to do with hating. It's trying to get people to see the division so they can step back and look at each other as human beings.
I mean, we need to think about the truth movement and noncompliance as a mathematical equation. We need multiplication, not division.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I agree with that.
And this means, importantly, and there's several individuals that I could name, but I'm not going to. But there are many people in this so-called movement who are not the kind of people in real life that they pretend that they are on the airwaves. And even when people have exposed them and when people know the kind of person that they really are, they still keep listening to their programs, they still keep watching their videos, and they make excuses like, oh, it's still got the good information. Look, mate, if the messenger is a known liar, don't listen to his messages. Find somebody else who isn't a scumbag to listen to.
Fight the last freedom of imagination, or drowning pop culture of the biggest nation, with armies of idiots brandishing brand names of one corporation or conflagration, the most holy train wreck of all human history. Tell me how you feel.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and we are in the last segment of the special edition of the Rage and Den Report. We've been talking with Vinnie Eastwood and Kathy Rubio and Bill Greathouse. And in this segment, folks, since it's the last one of the show, I want to everyone focus in on giving the audience some real viable solutions that they can do tomorrow morning to start rewiring their brain. You know, if you perform a new habit or a new skill for at least 30 days, it will become as normal. So we need to rewire our brains to get out of the convenience, to get out of the consumer propaganda, to get out of the desire culture that we've been programmed to become, and become go back to a culture of need, where we only purchase things when we need them, and we know how to fix the things that we have, so we don't really need to purchase very much. So let's start with Kathy. Let's give the audience some real solutions that they can do starting tomorrow morning.
Kathy, are you there?
Kathy, did we lose you?
I guess I'm on mute.
Don't leave yourself out. We need you.
You might be glad I was on mute. I think that starting tomorrow, the first thing you want to do is look who's living next to you. Get to know your neighbors. Go over there. Find out what talents they have. Do they have medical background? Do they have teaching background? What is their backgrounds? What can they do? Can they fix your car? Can they fix your plumbing? Me, I called the local militias. I said, I'm old and pretty crippled up, but I can cook. And I can dress wounds. And I can load guns. So whatever you need me to do, you tell me. I'll do what I'm capable of doing. That kind of thing. You have to know each other and get this whole system worked out. Most people here, when I came back from Honduras, I passed people in the hall. I don't even know their name. And they live 10 feet from my door. You know what I'm saying? We need to know each other, keep track of each other, take care of each other.
Bill, let's get some solutions.
Everything Kathy said, and then I would have to tell people they need to learn how to start getting along. and putting their differences to the side. Because we've got to stop the division. Because if we're going to do anything, we've got to be able to work together. And so people need to back up and think about how they're treating their neighbor, how they're treating their friend down the street. And men and women alike need to start looking at each other as human beings and stop looking at each other for what's been pushed in the media as sexual objects or what have you. Because they've actually demoralized everybody and they've got everybody divided up, and people need to put their differences aside and start looking at each other as human beings. Because if we can do that, then we could work together.
Vinny?
Well, first of all, we've got to stop thinking about starting stuff up tomorrow morning. You know, it's about right fracking now. What can you do right this very second in order to accomplish something different? And it's more to the point, if you're not actually full-on hardcore, like let's say Suzanne Posel and I, we spend all day, every day, articles, radio shows, videos, the whole works, getting the information out. Okay, so that's only one job, all right? There are so many other jobs behind who we are and what we do. And all the people that are listening who are contributing in some way, shape, or form, whether or not they be suggesting guests for a talk radio show host to be on. Trying to influence the media is actually easier than some might think. Did you know, in New Zealand, if you call up local talk radio and you start talking about a particular politician, that politician gets sent a transcript of that conversation. So you instantly hit the people that you want to hit just by calling up a talk radio show and saying your piece over the airwaves. That is a way to hijack the current mainstream media apparatus with heaps of people listening. And it takes about 1 in 7, all right? So that's the ratio. Somebody hears 9/11's an inside job once, crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist. They hear it 3-4 times, it's nuts, it's stupid. You hear it 7 times, oh my God, it must be a self-evident truth. All right? So all I'm saying to people is that you've got to play your part. Play your part. Be one of those 7 people. Whenever it comes up in conversation, I can guarantee anybody who's listening to this knows that virtually everything in the entire fracking planet has now at this point come to some form of conspiracy. So, if you don't shut your mouth, if you don't stop flapping your gums, eventually all of those people that you talk to, don't talk to them endlessly about it because then they'll really switch off. Just say something once about any particular subject as it comes up, relevant to the conversation. Don't try and steer it your way. Just say something relevant. And don't expect them to wake up. Expect them to do nothing and say nothing. Then you say nothing too. You just let them go on. And another truther down the road will say the same thing to them. And eventually they'll all wake up. It's all about playing your part. Okay? So let's say you can't do what I'm doing. All right? I noticed a need in my community. That need was real media, and it didn't currently exist. So I took personal responsibility for going out there, finding these activists, whistleblowers, and protesters, and so on and so forth, who get reduced to sound bites or even smaller audio nibbles by the mainstream media, and started giving them long-form interviews and uploading it to YouTube and doing this radio show and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, I'm the most popular alternative media source in the fracking country. You know why? Because I took personal responsibility for giving people what they want and what they need without demanding anything for it. Sure, I ask for donations, but that's your choice. And I will still keep exposing scumbaggery and giving a platform to people who fracking deserve it, people with real information. That's my contribution to society. What's yours? What have you got going on in your life that's so fracking important that you don't want to help save your society? What is so important that you would rather sit back watching American Idol or Dancing with the Stars over preventing your own people's orderly extermination? Tell me something that's more important than that, and I'll leave you alone. Until then, I ain't going to leave you alone.
Very well said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I homeschool my children. It doesn't matter if it's a charter school. It doesn't matter if it's a religious private school. They are all co-opted. They all accept money from the government. They are all working in Common Core and using those standards and dumbing down your children. If you have children, get them out of the school. Find a way to get them out of the school. Rearrange your schedule, rearrange your life to get them out of the school. It's important. Stop vaccinating. Just stop. You can go to OccupyCorporatism.com and look under vaccines, and I will give you a myriad of reasons. Laundry detergent, formaldehyde. Okay, that's just two of the disgusting things that they put in the vaccines. Stop. Learn how to take care of yourself. Find a homeopathic doctor. Learn how to use food to keep yourself healthy. Food is your medicine. It's what keeps you physically healthy and mentally healthy. Put down the pharmaceuticals. You do not need them. Your body can heal itself. Do things to cleanse out your body so you can cleanse out your mind as well. And get yourself straight so that you can understand what you're hearing and act upon it. And act upon it. Don't just sit there and keep consuming the information. When I found out that the money was fake, I spent a year, 24 hours a day. Well, not literally 24 hours a day. I did sleep. But every single day, watching documentaries, reading books, reading articles, speaking to people. Eventually, I said, I have to do something about this. So I started the website. I started doing radio. I was lucky enough with Danny Romero to get a radio show, and now I get to speak to you to tell you what I not only what I write about, but the things I don't even have time to write about that I know about. So let's start acting upon it. Like we said tonight, go to your city council meeting. Go to every council meeting. Get involved in your city. Find out how Agenda 21 is taking over your city. And say no. And hand out pamphlets to the audience. And when they give you time to speak at the podium, speak. And take that time to expose. Don't speak to the people behind the council. Because they are already, they're not listening to you. Speak to the audience. Everywhere you go, speak to the audience. I have friends in Washington that are trying to start an initiative to get people, to everyday people, to start running for office, no matter how little the office is. Like Melody was saying, get on the PTA board, get on some board, and start exposing these things to people. And if we are at the ground level, remember, it's a pyramid. So all of our compliance down at the bottom is what's keeping this going. And it's so simple, but that's the truth, folks. That's all it is. Every day that you go to your slave job and you get your fast food and you buy your products that they tell you to buy every 3 months, and you stand in line for 17 hours on Black Friday, and you do all of this crap, and you go home and you watch your television, every bit of compliance helps this machine going. As we stop complying, if it's a little bit over time, or if it's just a cold turkey, I'm not going to comply, period. Every little bit helps, and every little bit counts. And they can't keep doing this if we don't keep doing what we're doing, period.
Yeah, I wanted to add, too, when we as a group or any truthers are telling you the truth, and you know we are. I know that all of you listening know we are. When we tell you the truth and you continue on in this garbage, you are complicit in the deaths of every American that's going to occur.
That's right. Stop complaining and stop complying, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you, Bill, for coming along with me on this special edition of the Region 10 Report. I will be back on Thursday from 1 to 3 Pacific Time, 3 to 5 Central Time. And I'll have you guys back on. We'll do this again. We have to keep doing this. Stop complying with the system, folks. Do it right now. Now that the broadcast is over, stop complying.